from coast to coast and around the world. This is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.
Hello and welcome to Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I am your host, DJ Czar, and today I decided to dig up one of my very old CDs from way back in 2002, or something like that, to explain a bit more about this. I have to explain a bit more about video game remixing history. And I realize that the idea of that might seem kind of strange, but the thing is that, as I mentioned before, I think in the show at some points, video game remixing involved taking huge nerds and huge music nerds and combining them into one place. And this is a recipe for conflict, as you can imagine, because egos tend to get pretty big in this pretty small community. Even though this community, you know, there aren't that many people doing it, there are always a bunch of nerds out there who will listen to it, myself included. And you get a lot of praise or feedback from these people, and you start getting, like, an inflated sense of self-importance. You know, it's that kind of thing. And it's inevitable, and it's really something you should really expect as this time goes along. But either way, the main thing that started with was OC Remix. That's Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. That's OCREMIX.org, which is pretty much where the whole thing started at first. And I'm going to make a long story kind of short here. OCR was made, or, you know, was made and ran by DJ Pretzel. And he had a, you know, a selection of judges that would vote on remixes, and then once they approved a remix, they would put it on the site. Therefore, you know, this precluded, you know, terrible remixes from getting on the site. But also, it, sometimes it took months for judges to get back on things, you know, and there was the accusation of judge corruption and such like that. And, you know, there's also interpersonal conflicts, and one in particular, a big one that I think has been solved nowadays. I'm not positive, it's been a while. But DJP and Vert and Mustin did not get along very well. And this came to a head at one point over some remix or another. I think it was actually one of Protricity's remixes, which is kind of hilarious because Protricity himself later had a huge fight with DJ Pretzel. But either way, it came to a head. Everybody started bickering and fighting over how the system was flawed, etc. And then Vert and Mustin and a bunch of other people were like, we don't want our remixes on your site anymore. And DJP was like, fine, take them off, I don't care. And so, and then a whole bunch of people left the site, and they took all the remixes with them. And I actually found OCR right around this point. So I actually have a bunch of remixes that used to be on OCR but aren't anymore. And you can find a few of them nowadays. And I think most, a lot of people have, you know, made up since this point. So I think some of them put their remixes back up. But either way, a lot of people left, and it was kind of called the Exodus, right? And suddenly they have all these remixers wandering around, they didn't have a place to go. And eventually, I think Vert and a few other people got together, and they managed to get together enough money to open their own site, which they called VG Mix. And I'll give you a link to it. I think it still exists today, but I'm getting ahead of myself here. VG Mix was a site where you could submit a remix, and then you could get reviews on it. And there was no judge panel, and there were no restrictions on quality. If your mix sucked, of course, you'd get a lot of bad reviews, but, you know, you could at least put it out there. And it was more, you know, there was big talk about how this is more like a community effort, and there was less elitism and stuff like that. And this CD I'm going to play for you now is from VG Mix, or it's all the VG Mixes that I found that I liked. And as you can guess, there was some really cool stuff on VG Mix back in the day. This is, again, like 2001, 2002. And there's a lot of really cool stuff, and there's a lot of really terrible stuff. And I mean, I still have a lot of really bad remixes from there that were just not very good at all. And so, either way, these two sites kind of ran in tandem to each other for a good period of time. There was OCR, and then there was VG Mix. I visited both, and I left comments, stuff like that, et cetera, et cetera. I, like, you know, I picked up remixes from here and there, and some things have, like, overlap, and I'll mention them as they come along. But eventually, one day, VG Mix went down. And I think it was a result of server costs. I can't exactly remember. There might have been internal drama, for all I know. But anyway, VG Mix went down, and so everything went back to OCR, pretty much. And it was that way for a very long time. And I was like, dang, it kind of sucks. I kind of liked some of the stuff from VG Mix, but, you know, I got over it. And then eventually, I think VG Mix reopened, so I think you can find it at vgmix.com. That's vgmix.com. Some years later, and then a subsection of VG Mix is The Dwelling of Duels. And I played some remixes for you from them. They mostly focus on guitars and stuff like that. It's very cool. And the two sides seem to have made a, you know, a ceasefire. There's always tension between the two sides, or at least two people on the sides. But, you know, a lot of this, as I mentioned, happened a very long time ago. So a lot of the tension between remixers is kind of, you know, faded over. And I think DJP has pretty much made peace with everybody who had, you know, problems with him, mostly. And, you know, there's still some kind of lingering resentment, I think, underneath of it all between the two sides, you know. And it's like there's drama, and there's always been drama, and there will probably always will be drama. But the thing is, as I mentioned before, VG Mix went down. And this is probably sometime 2003, maybe? 2002? It was probably 2003. And as a result, all the remixes on the site were lost. And this has kind of sucked, in a way, because I actually got some pretty cool stuff from VG Mix back in the day, and a lot of it has since vanished off the internet. And I haven't really done, like, a lot of follow-up checks on a lot of these to see if there's somebody who they've re-uploaded them to the new VG Mix, or if some remixes have just, you know, generally moved on. And it's kind of interesting, because I have some really old stuff from remixers nowadays that do some really amazing remixes, and you wouldn't, you know, think that by their little faltering first tries. Particularly, I have one from Vert here, which is interesting because, like, it's an interesting setup, and then he expanded this much later into on the Dwelling of Duels. But either way, a good example is the first track I'm going to play for you. I think, if I remember right, it's been a very long time, as you can imagine. But if I remember right, there was some kind of contest going on. I don't know if it was a generic contest or a Mario Paint contest or something, but it was some kind of contest, and this song did not win. And if I remember it's a description he mentioned that he thought he was kind of annoyed that it didn't, but he could understand why, because it's not so much a remix as it's kind of a situation, if that makes sense. I mean, it doesn't really take the theme and change it a lot, but, you know, it kind of does some fun stuff with it. And essentially, if you've ever played Mario Paint, and most people of my generation, I think, did at some point, you were pretty familiar with the music that played in the game. There was, like, the monkey song and the push-up song, you know, stuff like that. And this remix kind of put up the interesting idea of, or pointed out the interesting fact that some of those songs kind of sounded like elevator music. And so this song, or remix, presented that situation. This is from Mario Paint. This is by Sign. This is The Sound of Muzak.
What the? Come on. No.
That was Sign with the sound of Muzak from Mario Paint, and we'll be back with more after these messages.
Hello, Pringles 800 number.
Yeah, hi. You made a mistake with my Pringles.
Sir?
See, it says fat-free on the can, but they don't taste fat-free.
Sir, if it says fat-free original Pringles, that's what they are.
Listen, talk to my wife. Blanche!
Yeah, hi. You made a mistake.
No, ma'am. Fat-free Pringles are made with Olean. That's why they taste just as good with no fat and half the calories.
No way. I know when it's missing that fakey no-fat taste. Listen, I'll mail you one. You taste it.
New fat-free Pringles. Tasting is believing.
Hey, what's that on your chin? And there's something on your nose. Actually, there's stuff all over your face. Don't worry, it's not crumbs from a late afternoon cupcake. It's the gunk left by your not-so-cleansing cleanser. See, Biore cleansers don't just move dirt around your face. Biore gets rid of dirt. The Biore Dirt Lock system surrounds oil and makeup so they rinse away completely, leaving absolutely clean skin. So wash your face with Biore cleansers and smile. Just check for spinach in your teeth. Biore. Clean. Honest.
Hello, and we're back with Ultra Mega OK, show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I'm your host, DJ Zar. And as I mentioned before, there was some overlap between VG Mix and OCR, and this is a good example. I first heard this remix off of VG Mix, which is why it's on this CD, and I was very happy to see it make it onto OCR, because I really thought it deserved it. It was one of the better songs I heard off of VG Mix. And this song is beautiful, and more than anything, I love the build-up to it. It gets this fantastic climax, and always just get so into it at that point. This is from Super Mario Bros. 3. This is by Analog, and this is Aqua Cadence. was Aqua Cadence by Analog from Super Mario Brothers 3. You can find that on ocremix.org nowadays, I think. That's ocremix.org. And our next one is a bit of a sad tinge to me. I also found this one first on VG Mix, and I think nowadays it's on OCR, so you can find it there. And it was one of my favorite ones that I found again. And it's because it has the transition in it was just so perfect to me. It really captured like that kind of rising adoration I have for this series. It just made me so happy to listen to this. And it's kind of sad because the remixer that did this, Avian, he died a couple years ago. And really all that I really knew about him was this remix and a few others that he's done. But it's always made me kind of sad to listen to this and think that the guy who, you know, put this together and uploaded this on VG Mix, you know, so many years ago, he's not around anymore. You know, he's gone. But I still have his remixes and I still listen to them pretty frequently. This one is probably one of my favorites, along with this one of Meridia. This is from the original Metroid. This is by Avian, and this is To Brinstar. Was Avian with To Brinstar, originally from Metroid, and we'll be back with more after these messages.
Hi, down here, it's your mouth. Listen up. Let's get some things straight, okay? A, I'm not a bottle opener, all right? B, wait until the pizza cools down. I'm tired of having the roof peeled for 3 days. And for Pete's sake, buy me some Coolman Listerine. It's proven to kill the germs that can cause gingivitis, which, by the way, 2 out of 3 mouths get before we're 25. So get some, huh? Otherwise, you might find me, your mouth, saying a little something unexpected on your next date, like, "Hi, my name's Mike, and I just love biting my toenails." Capiche?
See your dentist. Use as directed when brushing and flossing aren't enough.
Dude, have you ever heard of High Times magazine?
Sure, dude, it's the best.
Well, High Times is having a radical 25th anniversary party.
No way, can I go?
Maybe. They're having a contest. All you have to do is go to their website, www.hightimes.com, and you can find out how you can win a trip to New York to party with the High Times crew.
Wow, High Times. How can this ad even be on the radio?
Dude, I don't know.
Void or prohibitive, which may be practically everywhere, no purchase necessary. However, we feel it would be a splendid idea to buy High Times magazine regardless. Must be 18 years of age or older and a citizen of the planet.
And we're back with Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I'm your host, DJSR. And this next track is one that is not on OCR, to my knowledge, and I think vanished with VG Mix back in the day. Maybe it's still out there, I'm not sure. But this came out back in the day before Final Fantasy VII, you know, had its corpse raped to death by Squaresoft. And which is kind of refreshing to me. This is back, 2002 or 2003, so I don't think Advent Children had been, like, officially announced at this point. Maybe it had, but either way, it was kind of back in the day before, you know, FF7 became this all-encompassing force you can't ever get away from. And, you know, there are, like, a billion FF7 remixes out there, but I really like this one. It's kind of cheery, and it's kind of doofy, but I really like the energy of it. It just kind of stood out to me in the midst of them all, and I still have a lot of fondness for it today. This is by a remixer known as Matt. And that's an M with an at symbol. And this is Still More Fighting, the Wonderful Day edit.
We'll be right back.
That was Still More Fighting, The Wonderful Day, edited by Matt. That's M with an at symbol. And that was a kind of sound that was pretty typical of VG Mix back in the day. A lot of people didn't have very good sounding samples, you know, because a lot of it was just like, you know, freeware software they were using to put stuff together. And remixes nowadays are, you know, a bit higher in quality, most part. But I still like it. It has kind of a nice charm to it. And this next track is one I don't believe is on OCR either. I don't think it is, anyway. And it was one that stood out to me, again. And I don't know, I really like Transmix remixes, what can I say? And I liked this one a lot, and I still have a lot of fondness for it today. It's by Radial Productions, this is from Super Mario World, and this is The Mush, The Red Sun Mix. I'd like to thank you for listening, and please tune in next week for more of the same here on the Kaleidoscope Radio Network.
Coast to coast and around the world, this is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.